Let's sing that together. That's Love, Wonderful Love. Number 72 in the White Book, 72. Let's also turn to number 105, another song about God's great love for us. Praise. Let's stand as we sing. love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down with care. God gave His Son Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your great love. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise. Thank you, Lord. Let's just remember again the cottagers and the villagers tonight. I know in the village they're having a bunk worship. Each of the cabins groups meet separately. It's in a good time for the counselors to talk to them. One-on-one, as it were. Close. Let's pray that God will speak right into their hearts. And in the cottage as well. Praise God for a place like Pilgrim Camp. And remember, today is a day of
victory.
Yes. Someone remembered. Today is a day of victory. Hallelujah. And we want to see God work in every life and bring about victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Someone lead us in prayer, please, for our campers and counselors.
Lord, we thank you that today is a day of victory. And we thank you that we can have faith and believe that you will come to these villages and cottages tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord. God,
Lord,
draw very near by your Spirit.
Grace to each one of us, Lord.
Oh, Jesus,
I pray
Jesus.
That somehow that concept of your grace and your love will be able to be understood by
everyone,
kids,
yes, everyone.
Oh, Lord Jesus, show them your great love as they hear the story of you dying for them and as they sing songs of your great love and grace. Oh, God, speak to their hearts.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, come to the counselors and impart them with wisdom and just the right words to say. Lord, we know that this is a terrible time for them to be growing up. But we know, Lord, you have the grace and you have the power and you can draw them unto yourselves. And so we believe tonight that you will. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. There's a song that my dad made reference to this morning. Jesus led me all the way. And I'd like to sing that with you tonight. And then I wonder if there would be some testimonies. I haven't maybe given enough opportunity for testimonies. But do you know if you do that, you actually get hotter? The energy that you exert to wave actually raises your body temperature. You know that? But it's nice for the person next to you. So if you do, no, don't. Jesus led me all the way. I was saying it would be nice to have some testimonies, and it's nice to see my friend Sarah here tonight. And maybe we'll hear something from her. I don't know. We'll see. 112. 112. One thing, I notice often that the people who publish hymnals, sometimes they change the words to hymns, and they think they make it better, I guess, and so they change some words. So I really feel bad about doing this, but I particularly don't, I would suggest that I lay my armor down instead of my burdens. I think I've laid my burdens down. At the cross. And Jesus doesn't want me to carry burdens. I've given them to him. But I'm going to lay my armor down. And when I get there before him. Now, that you don't have to sing it that way. That's just my personal like or dislike here. But our brother talked about the armor, how we need the armor of God. And that's how we battle. And so when I get to heaven, I think my battling will be over. I'm going to lay my armor down. Jesus led me all the way. Verse 2.
If God should let me there review the winding path of earth I knew, it would be proven clear and true. Jesus led me all the way.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Oh, I praise
the Lord.
Jesus, you are.
Sing it together, number 9 in the white book, number 9. Done for our sister Sarah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've made yourself real and precious to her. And I pray, Lord, you continue to give her victory day by day. Lord Jesus, that you would continually put a song in her heart, a song of encouragement, a song of deliverance, a song of strength. Dear Father, that she would know that she belongs to you and that you are leading her in the
the places that you want her to go, and that you are guiding her day by day, step by step. Thank you, Lord, that you lead all the way. And may that be her testimony. Jesus leads every step of the way. Again, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who hears and answers prayer. You're a God who lifts out of darkness, out of sin. We thank you that you are our Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whatever befall,
praise God. We've been happy in these days to have our brother Tom and sister Kim with us. And I've asked them to share with us tonight. And they graciously said yes. Did you know that? You did. Okay, good. I'm glad he told you. So come. And I'll try to keep you cool up here. See?